Welcome to Life After Child Loss, A Parent's Grief. I'm Angela, your host. On tonight, we're going to go over things, what not to say to parents that are grieving. And mostly, it can be universal. We're going to use it for as a universal thing tonight, what not to say to people who are grieving. We strive to be compassionate and have the urge to help the brokenhearted. And so many comments that we give to others feel like a punch in their stomach. And I think we need to start thinking about what we are saying to people. I used to be the same way. And it wasn't until I was sitting, the roles were reversed, and I was sitting in their shoes that I had to really grasp what I had been saying to people, because we try, and everybody means well. No one wants to wants their friend or themselves or their friends to go through such a devastating loss. And in our hope to be that one that says something so profound or so helpful, we're really not helping. Even the most eloquent people can get flustered when it comes to grief. And at those moments, we have to be careful and choose our words. Having lost my own son, I still struggle with what to say to other parents. I've said before, I usually wait a while before I even reach out or have anything to say. Most thing I can do is give them time. So the first thing I would say don't say is, I can't imagine what you are going through. When people say that to me, I tell them don't, especially when it pertains to losing a child. I tell them don't try to imagine it. Please don't, because you can't, right? Someone else, I read somewhere else where someone said, try that. Try to imagine it. And because that shows real empathy. And you showing someone who is hurting that you can empathize, it helps. So I guess you can decide for yourself on that. Parents, bereaved parents, you can decide if that's something you would say to someone else. Me personally, like I said, I tell people don't try to imagine it, because it's your child. It's your child. So, number two, don't ever say at least or be thankful. At least he or she is not suffering anymore. At least you have another child. Before you tell somebody that, especially a grieving parent, to be grateful, ask yourself, which of your children could you live without? I think that's one of the most insensitive things we could ever say to anybody. And I don't know. No one has ever said that to me, thank God. So I don't know. Don't do that. That's very insensitive to say that to someone. And another one that's kind of like my pet peeve. Don't say it will get better in time. Don't assume. Time does nothing. Like when it comes to your child, I'm just speaking from that perspective. Don't assume we are grieving for our own loss. Like, the child's loss is the greatest, and no amount of time would give them the life they should have had back. Don't do that. Don't say that. And we say, and we're so commonly, we use that very commonly. In time, you'll get better. In time, this and that. Time gives you the opportunity to deal with it. That's what time does, to learn how to live with it. It doesn't make it better. Yeah, don't say that. Okay, and another thing, don't be scared to see us upset by mentioning their name. You're not reminding us that they died. We didn't forget. We desperately and fiercely want them to continue to have an effect on those who knew them, and that they always have a place in everyone's heart and mind, just as living do. And I don't think that's too much to ask. I mean, we want to hear their name called. We want you to talk about them. You don't always have to walk around on eggshells around us because you feel like we can't handle it. It's something that we live with and constantly. It's something that's constantly on our minds anyway. So at times, we need to hear that someone else thinks about them, and that they're on your minds. I read somewhere. I'm in different groups where with different parents that are grieving, and they have some people that say some of the most insensitive things to them, and I can't imagine what that feels like. I've had a few run-ins with people who was insensitive. But I thank God, and this is for my own purpose. I don't know what you believe in. I'm not knocking what you believe in or any of that. Whatever you believe in is on you. My personal experience. I thank God that I had some of the right people around me at the right time. And a lot of those times, in on another show, I'll share some of those experiences with you. But telling people to move on, that's harsh. That's harsh. You think that, and I don't know what people think when they say that. I can't imagine being told you need to move on. That's my child. That was my child. And you're already thinking, people ask you, I think one of the most difficult things that I've had to deal with and mentally was when people ask me, how many kids do you have? And a good friend of mine, actually my hairdresser, she said, you say two. Say two. He's still your child. And from then on, that's what I, you know, if somebody asked me that, that's what I would say. So I still count him because he's still my child. And no one can force you to move on. What does that mean? What does that mean? And again, I said last week, consider yourself blessed if you haven't had to experience that. But don't take away from someone else and be so insensitive that you say something like that. That's mean and cruel, to say the least. So let's go on to the next thing. At least he or she is in heaven. There is no bright side to my son or someone's son or daughter being gone, right? There's no bright side to that. People say at least they're with Jesus. At least they're in a better place. And I think you should allow the parent to say that, right? Like, I can say now that I'm in a different place with it. I still have moments of breakdowns and depression and anxiety and all of that. I still experience that, and I'm almost 11 years in. That means nothing. And so, but I can say I'm in a different place and I know where my son is. So allow them to say that. You don't say that. Don't say that to them. Another one. At least you still have another child, or at least you still have each other. I agree. I am blessed to have my other son, or and they are blessed to have their other children. But and that gives us someone to grieve with, who can identify and somewhat understand what you're dealing with, and you understanding what they're feeling. But we're incomplete and broken, right? My hopes and dreams were tied up in both of my sons, not just one, as with many other parents that have more than one child. And again, we have to consider the fact of those parents who only had one child, who lost that one child. So there's certain things, again, you have to wait and depending on your relationship with that person. Let me say that. Let me include that, because relationship matters. You don't just, okay, we good friends, and you still can't say everything to everybody, right? Like, there's certain things certain people can't hear from you. So you don't say that to everybody. It's just, you just don't. And again, we all mean well. We mean well, but a lot of times that still, we can, if we're not careful, we can be very insensitive. Another one. And with this one, I'm still careful with that. God has a plan. I can agree with that too. I do and still believe God has a plan. The issue that I take from that is the fact that in that moment, that's not something that you say in the first week or two of them losing their child. That's not something that you want to say to them. Again, it's relationship. What is your relationship to that person to be able to say that to them, right? Because you can't say everything to everybody. Don't do that. So you want to be careful. And one of the things that I dealt with, and sometimes still do, I mean, I grapple with the loss continually, with that God has a plan. Because then you ask the question, why? And then, you know, of course, so many people tell you, don't question God. Who else am I going to ask? That's going to be my response to you if you ever say that to me. Who else am I going to ask? Because you don't have the answer that I'm seeking, right? And regardless of whether I accept the answer that God gives me, that's not your place to tell me that. Like, don't, it depends on relationship with that. Something else is, you're still young. You can have more kids. Yeah. Don't tell people that. Like, we mean well. Again, we mean well, but it's just certain things that you should not say to people. Again, I would say to you, pick one of yours you think you could live without. Pick one. If you have kids and you feel like that's an appropriate thing to say to someone, pick one of yours. Another one, God doesn't give you more than you can handle. Now, I was going to have a preacher come on and help me with that one. Let me ask you this. Does that statement really bring comfort? Do you not think that it makes you question how well a person is coping with losing their child? Should they be handling it better? Because it causes extra questions within them, within themselves, right? So I'm asking, if you were to say that to me, and it's been said to me, why do I break down so often? How can you tell me that losing my son wasn't more than I can handle? And you don't want me to blame God, and you don't want me to question God. So how can you say that for it to bring comfort? How do you expect that to bring comfort? That's the question. Okay. So on to the next one. We'll revisit that one on another show. I know how you feel. I've said to many on several podcasts that I've done that I don't say that to people because I don't know. I understand how they feel. Our love for our loved ones is unique. I love my son uniquely, and those parents love their children uniquely. So I correct myself when it comes to that. I understand what you're feeling. I understand. Because and that's a universal thing too, right? When someone loses their mother. And I've lost my mother. I've lost my father. And so when other people have gone through that, dealing with that, I understand. I'm careful. Like I said at the beginning, a lot of these things I've been there. I've said them. So I'm careful now because it wasn't until it was me that I realized some of the things that I was saying to other people. So you don't get a full grasp of it until it's you. And then you're like, oh man, I used to say that to people. Right. So I've learned. So, again, I know how you feel is tad bit insensitive. I would just say it's unique and I understand what you're feeling. I understand what you're going through. Someone, and I looked up a list of other things of what not to say to people. And this one is on the list, and I made a special note to it. At least it happened early on. People actually says these things to people. Why would you say that? Why would you say that? That's what I said. Like, you really think that? That because it happened early on, who says that? Anyway, let's go on to the next one. And this one is not something that you just can't say or shouldn't say. What can I do for you? I think I mentioned this one before. Just do something for them. Bring them dinner. Even if they might not be and have an appetite and want to eat right then, just bring them something. If you go to the store, just pick them up something and take it by there. And do it that way. Don't just ask them what they can do for you. We're going to say nothing. They're going to say nothing. Because there's really nothing that in that moment you can do or say to them. So the best thing to do is just do it. Don't ask the question. Just do it. And the last one I'm going to mention is nothing at all. Your being there means more and carries more weight than any word that you can say to anyone. Like, seriously, your just being there carries so much weight. Because you become speechless. They're already speechless, right? And there's nothing you really can say that's going to be comforting in those moments and in those times when they're putting on the smile and trying to put on to keep going through the and get through that moment, whether with people around or especially when they're by themselves, they try to find something to do or whatever. But when you're around them, they're trying to fake it to get through that moment while you're there. 9 times out of 10, I'm willing to bet that. Just be there. You don't have to say a word. Listen to them. Listen to them cry. Let them cry. Let them scream. Whatever it is, let them do it. That's what they need. That's what they want. You know, because, you know, you can say, I'm sorry. I'm praying for you. No parent should have to go through this. Those are the right things. Those are the right things. And bring up the memories that you have of that child, of that person. Bring up those memories. Talk about them and hold dear. Because, again, we don't want you just walk feeling so sorry for us that you feel like you have to walk on eggshells and can't say nothing to us. You know, your relationship with that person makes all the difference in the world as to what you can or cannot say. What you should and should not say, right? Because they'll know how to take that from you. And again, we can't really hear. We're really not hearing you. We can't receive what you're saying because we're numb, or they're numb in those moments. And again, these are just tips to help all of us. Like I said before, and I've said it again, I used to be that same way. I used to do that same thing and say some of those most insensitive things. And a lot of stuff that you say depends on relationship. And we have to be careful of what we're saying to people that are grieving. Saying, I'm sure you miss him or her so much. That's good. Say that. Yes. Because we do, right? When in doubt, just listen. Be present, express your sympathy, and know that you're not going to have the magic words to make a grieving parent feel better. There are no magic words that's going to make them feel better. Your efforts to interact and walk beside them is appreciated and noticed. But it's a journey. It's a difficult journey that we all have to travel and that we are traveling. And we will do our best, and they'll do their best to give you plenty of grace and hope you give us grace. And because it's unpredictable, there's ups and downs every step of the way. Every step of the way, there's ups and downs to all of it. And there are no right things. There are no right words that you can say that's going to bring comfort to them. And long as you keep that in mind, you'll do well. You'll do well with them and help them and continue to just sit there. Don't turn New Year wishes into positive new beginnings. The time of the year is already super tough, but to receive positive sentiments for the new year, such as we hope 2021 will be much happier one. That's kind of cruel. Because, I mean, again, every year once they reach that moment, that's not something easy. They have to think about that. Like they're going into the new year without their child. So yeah, don't do that. Another thing, and this is going to be the last one that I do tonight. You need to pull yourself together and be there for the others. Telling people to be strong. That became a pet peeve of mine as well. And most often, and I'm not, my personal experience, I believe in God. This is my thing. Don't tell me to be strong. Keep my head up and be strong. How can God be strong for me? Aren't I supposed to be weak? Be weak. Let them be weak in that moment so God can do what only he can do. for them that you can't do, that I can't do for them. Don't tell them to be strong and keep their head up. They can't. It's practically impossible in that moment. And especially when it's early on. Like I said, this relationship and your relationship with that person and how they receive what you say to them. But when someone is dealing with that, especially a parent, let them be weak and have their moment and let God, allow God to be who he is. If that's who they believe in, I mean, whatever you believe in is what you believe in, and substitute God's name for that. How about that? Because I don't know what people, you know, I don't want to infringe my beliefs on no one else. I'm just saying to you that you can't, we can't tell people who have that task, that horrible task of burying their child, saying goodbye to their child and burying them, to be strong. It's practically impossible. Allow God to be who he is in their life and for them to when the time comes, however he does it. So we, again, we have to be careful in what we're saying to people. And I said that was going to be the last one. So that's going to be the last one, because there's some more that I could go into, but I'm not. We're just going to leave that at that. Again, the best thing you can do for anyone that has lost their child is just being there. It carries so much weight. This is an ongoing process. It's a unique journey that we all are dealing with that are in the bereavement community and grieving community. It's unique and different for all of us. My journey won't be their journey, and vice versa. Just be there. Listen. Your being present it carries more weight. Express your sympathy and understand and know that there are no magic words that can fix it. There is no fixing it. And we all want to be that person at some point, you know, for them. And you just can't. You just can't. And it's okay. You don't have to walk on eggshells and feel like you can't talk about it around us. We want to talk about it. You, again, relationship, whatever your relationship is with that person, allow that. You have to know what that is and when to say what to say in that time and in those moments, you know. So those are the things that I want to go over about what not to say to a grieving parent. So I want to give a birthday shout out, happy heavenly birthday shout out to my little brother, Marcus Canley. He would have been 30 today. I love you, little bro. And I miss you so much on this side. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. I'll catch you guys again next week. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. If you listen to podcasts, you can catch us on every platform: Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Overcast, Radio Public. We're on all of them. So catch us and subscribe to our podcast. And again, thank you to my supporters. You guys, it's been you guys that has helped me get to where I am. Really. And I really and truly mean that. To receive messages at times, I've doubted what I do. I've doubted doing this so many times and fought it for so long. You know, I just didn't want to do it. But to receive messages and encouraging words that this helps, what they hear from me helps them get through it, it makes it worth it. And I am so thankful for you guys for constantly supporting me, constantly lifting me up and encouraging me, because it helps me. It helps me to keep going, going on. So again, I love you. Thank you. And I will see you guys next week.